very special zechus to be able to address such a chashuva olam with such an important agenda. And I hope that we are zeicher to the siyata d'shmaya that we need. Every time someone gives a shir, there's a short tefillah that he says. And in this particular instance, the tefillah is that the tefillah should be. You know, we are on the threshold of Purim. And actually, this presentation, this shir, is going to be as much about Purim and Megillas Esther as it is about tefillah. There is something extraordinary about the Megillah which makes it unique and distinct from any of the other Kisvei HaKodesh. The Megillah has the unusual distinction of being one of the 24 Kisvei HaKodesh and at the same time never once having the name of HaKodesh Baruch Hu mentioned. Not once in the entire Megillah. Whatever other explanations there are for this phenomenon, it has to be that it is a very unique sefer because, unlike any other sefer which invites Havana, which invites Pirush, Megillas Esther invites us to share in the authorship of the Megillah. When the Megillah is read, Chayav Odom Likraises HaMegillah Balaylo V'lishnoisa Bayoim, when the Megillah is read night and then again in the daytime, we become partners with Esther and Mordechai. We become shutfim in the actual inscribing of the Megillah itself. How else do you understand the expression of the Gemara when the Gemara asks, why do we not say Hallel on Purim? And one of the answers is, Kriyasa Zuhi Hilula. Think for a moment about the Hallel that we recite on the Yomim Tovim, on Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah. There is perhaps no other perek in Tehillim which mentions Hashem's name as often as the prakim of Hallel. Over and over again, Yehi Shem Hashem, Mevorach Me'atov Yad Olam. Hodu Lashem Ki Tov. Ona Hashem Hoshi Ona. How can it be that a Megillah without ever having the name of Hashem should be the equivalent of a Hallel to Hashem? How can it be that you can have a Hallel without mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name? It cannot be. So what is the answer to this question? The answer is that the agenda of Purim is to look at the Hester Ponim moment, to peer into the darkness, and to be able to say, Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh, yes, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this happen. Hu Achashverosh, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this happen. Balayla hahu nodedosh nas hamelech, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this happen. Bikson vaseresh, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this happen. In every word and every line of the Megillah, when we hear it, we add, yes, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the transformation that the Megillah undergoes at our hand, in our authorship, kivayochol, is a transformation of an oriental despot tale to the greatest expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ahava for Klal Yisrael in spite of everything. We create a Megillah that resonates with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement with us, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constant presence. We create a Megillah that speaks as we speak in the bracha that follows the Megillah, Hakel Haroves Rivenu, Vadones Dinenu, Vanokemes Nikmosenu. It resonates with the words that we say in the Alhanisim, Ve'ato Barachamecho Harabim, Heifarto Es Atzosoi, Ve'kilkalto Es Machshavtoi, Vashevosolo, as Gemulo Berosho. Ator, Ator, Ator. And none of the expressions of the Megillah by themselves could have any meaning if we would not introduce our interpretation and our understanding that it is all from Hashem. Rabbeisai, we have another Megillah. It's called the world. It's called our lives. It's called the world as it is in front of us today. That is begging for us to inscribe that Megillah with Baruch Atah. That is asking that in every nook and cranny of our existence, we should acknowledge the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, there's a halacha of Mea Brachos B'chol Yom. There's an obligation to somehow find 100 brachos throughout the day. And the brachos are varied. Some of them are in foods. Some of them are in the davening. Some are Birchas HaShachar. Some are Shmon Esrei. What is the significance of Mea Brachos B'chol Yom? We immerse ourselves. We measure ourselves. We challenge ourselves to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every move that we make, in every food that we eat, in every tefillah that we offer. The problem that we have with our tefillos begins with the second word of the Shmona Esrei. When we say Atah, what are we saying? And you know, in Lashon Kodesh, there is no way of discerning whether you are speaking in a respectful or in a down-to-earth, personal kind of you, as there are in other languages. In Lashon Kodesh, we are forced to revert to the third person if we want to be respectful. Ma omer kevodo. When we say Atah, we have the zuchus, the privilege of standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100 times, 1,000 times a day. And when we say Atah, we have the ability and the privilege to invoke the most personal and intimate relationship with Hashem. We take advantage of it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. We refuse to take advantage of it. It becomes mere words, platitudes, min ha-sofa v'lachutz, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nowhere. You know, it's a remarkable thing. Who established all of the major tefillos? Anshei Knesset HaGedola. The text of our Shmona Esrei, Anshei Knesset HaGedola. Many of the nuschois of the brachos outside of Shmona Esrei, Anshei Knesset HaGedola. The tzura of a bracha. You know why? I'll tell you what I think. Anshei Knesset HaGedola represents the last moment of prophecy, of nevuah. The last of the Nevi'im, Chagei Zechariah and Malachi. After that, there is no nevuah b'Yisrael. When there is nevuah, and certainly when there are Nisim Gluyim, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Atah is in the air. The Atah confronts us. The Atah whispers into our ear. The Atah criticizes us. The Navi says, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Koi Omar Hashem. But what will happen when that light is extinguished? And when the voice becomes still? And thousands of years of silence, when we ask, where are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So there's chas v'sholem, the possibility of forgetting that there's an Eibishter in the world, b'chlal. And the onslaught of all of the sheker that goes on today, and all the efforts to undermine our emuna, are all a result of the fact that there is this massive hester ponim. And there are more questions than answers. Until you hold on to that unbelievable koyach which the Anshei Knesset HaGdola offered us. And you say, Baruch Atah. And you say that Atah, and the walls begin to resonate and echo with the knowledge that I acknowledge Hashem, and Hashem is there. The Baditcheva, the Helika Baditcheva, composed a song. It's called Adudale. You know what Adudale is? There's no word Adudale, because it comes from the word do that's repeated over and over and over again. Mizrach do, Mairav do, Tzofen do, Dorim do. You, Hashem, are everywhere. The words resonate with an intimacy, a love, but it's a love of friends, the love of companions. It is a love that allows me to say do in Yiddish instead of ear. He says, Ich will der Gebeine shel Olam adudale singen. Ayeyem tzoeka v'ayey loyem tzoeka. Where do I find you, but where do I not find you? As vuich gei, wherever I go, do. There you are. Und wo ich stehe, do. Rak du. No du. Wieder du. Aber du. As Emitzen is good, do. And I b'chalila nisht, do. Mizrach do, Mairav do. Shamayim do, Oretz do. If we would have that dudala in our hearts, if we would sing that dudala whenever we say Baruch Atah, then there would be no need for any symposia, there would be no need for any conferences, there would be no need for drushes, there would be no need for Musar. And the Baditcheva saw and felt the Eibishter the Baruch. And that is every Atah, do. You know what happens when you say an Atah and there's nothing there? We all have choices. Children are gathered round, ready to eat. It's not the Shabbos table. Everybody's in a rush, maybe not even eating together. The supper's there, come and get it. Person runs over, the father, the mother, they sit down, they grab something, most likely don't wash, they don't make hamotzi. So they grab something. The minute they say that, three things happen. First of all, you can assume as a given that the Atah is not the dudala of the Baditcheva. Second, whoever hears that hears an echo. I hate to say, I'm afraid to say the word of a non-believer. How dare we say Atah like that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How dare we make a bracha that's not a bracha? And the third thing that happens is that we missed a glorious opportunity to banish the clouds of darkness that is Hest upon him. We blew it. We blew it. And when a person davens and he says that Baruch Atah, I have to tell you, it's not what we think, tefillah. Even the bakoshos, the middle portion of the Shemona Esrei, where we ask for das and refuah and parnosa and kibbutz goliyos, is not what you think. And let me explain it to you. The whole of the Shemona Esrei, as are all the brachos, whether they're Birchas HaShachar, or Birchas HaMozin, or Birchas HaNenin, or Birchas HaMitzvahs, it makes no difference, are all for one purpose only, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. That's all it is. And let me explain to you. Everyone knows that there are three sections to the Shemoneh Esrei, the classic three sections. The first three brachos, the last three brachos, and the middle section. The middle section varies if it's Shabbos and Yontif. The first and the last never change. Everybody knows also that the first three brachos are praise to Hashem. The last three brachos, thanksgiving, hodah. And the middle brachos, bakosha. We petition HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't petition him that way. But we petition for the peace and tranquility of Shabbos, for the joy of Yom Tov, and so on. They are petitions. Eleikeinu veleikei avoseinu ritzei v'mnuchaseinu, kadeshenu v'mitzvosecha. And I would like to suggest an entirely different orientation, where all three sections are manifestations of the same principle. And that principle is atah. Now let me explain to you. How do we know Hashem? The answer, first and foremost, is that we have a masorah that goes back to the avos. It is a historical knowledge. It is a knowledge that is conveyed from generation to generation. It is a knowledge that is passed on in the mother's milk. It is part of the Shema b'ni musar avichov al titosh Torah simecha. It is the knowledge of v'hodatam levanecha v'livnei vanecha yoyim asher amadeta lifnei Hashem elokecha b'chorev. And that is the first Eloikeinu v'Eloikei Avoseinu Eloikei Avraham, Mogein Avraham. But there's another way of knowing Hashem, much more immediate and much more personal. How do we know Hashem? Because when I look at my hand and I close my fist and it works, when I open up my mouth and I speak and it works, when my heart beats and I listen carefully in a quiet room and I hear the thump, 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 and it works. When I can cross the street, when I can see the light, when I can enjoy the sunset, all of that is evidence of miracle upon miracle upon miracle. I remember the first time I moved into the community, I had a big she'elas noshim, a very significant shaila l'alocha. I needed to speak to a gynecologist, to an obstetrician. I called up a frum doctor and I said to him, explain me this phenomenon so that I can understand how to apply the halacha. And he started to explain it to me. And I said, wait a minute, it's so complicated. He says, Rabbi, if you really understood, you'd understand something else. That when something works, the statistics are against it. It shouldn't happen. It's a miracle. It's so complicated. So many things have to happen at the same time. So many things have to come together in perfection. Al nisecho shebechol yoyim imonu v'al nifloisecho shebechol eis erev avoger. I'm going to tell you something that Rav Huttner, Zichron Levracha, said. At the beginning, it's a little complicated, but I think that we can all handle it. It says in the beginning, moidim anachnu loch, what's the next word? She'ata, that you are. Notice the word ata all over again. Afterwards, it says, Noide licha. What is Noide licha? We will acknowledge you. What's the difference between Moidim She and Noide L? So Rav Huttner said very simple. Moidim She means we acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Noide licha means we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. In other words, even the bracha that we call hodah does not begin with hodah unless you understand the word hodah as acknowledgement, owning up to, which is also one of the meanings of hodah, which connects vidui to hodah and to modim. The point is that this is a way of seeing Hashem, because I see Hashem in all the manifold miracles that happen to me. B'chol yom, erev, voker, v'tzarayim. So we have two ways of acknowledging and discovering and knowing Hashem. The first way is Mogen Avos. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. The second way is not the historical knowledge that is transmitted from generation to generation, but the knowledge that I have. Well, what about the Bakashos? So I'm going to tell you a secret about the Bakashos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need to know what our problems are. He does not need to know what we need. He knows it better than we do. That's why we always say, L'mali mishalos libeinu l'tova. And good is good as Hashem understands it, not as we understand it. And we often ask for things that we should never ask for, and if we get it, oy va'avoy. So what is all this bakosha all about? I'll tell you the answer. If you answer to me, why in the world do we say in the middle of Hallel, Ona Hashem Oshiyana? Nu adarabba. The most astonishing break in the enthusiasm and the excitement of the Thanksgiving of Hallel. What's the problem? What do you mean, Ona Hashem Oshiyana? What's the problem? I'm singing. The answer is, you believe what you say or you don't believe what you say. There is an Eibishter in the world or there isn't an Eibishter in the world, Chalila. Do you understand that there is someone to praise? Do you acknowledge what he's done? Yes and yes and yes. There's nothing to ask for. No one has any issues. There are no problems. If you don't ask, it means you don't believe. That's why David HaMelech, that's why the Ona Hashem Oshiyana becomes a chelik of the Hallel, because it is the proof of the Hallel. It is the corroboration of the Hallel. It is the underwriting of the Hallel. Because without that, who says that I mean what I say and who says that the Hallel has any value? I get up and say words. Hoidu Hashem ki toiv. But if I truly believe that the Eibishter has done this for me, has done this for Klal Yisrael, like Chana when she had her child, Olatz libi b'Hashem, Rama karni b'Hashem. How can you not say, but Hashem I still need? Not because he doesn't know, but because when someone needs something and he knows that his Ein Oid Milvadoi, and he knows that no one else can do this for him, and that no one has the keys, no one has the tools, no one has the apparatus, no one runs the world except for Hashem. Mizrach du, Mairav du, Tzafen du, Daram du. And how can he not say, Ona Hashem Oshiyana? Unless he really doesn't fully believe. And those are the Bakoshas in the middle of the Shemone Esrei. The Bakoshas say, yes, it's only you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only you can bring refuah. Everyone else is a shaliach. Only of you can bring panosa. Everything else is a shtadlus. Only you can bring the Geula Shleima, because we are desperate for a Geula Shleima. And that is really the Yisoy, the secret of the Shemona Esrei, that every single section is due. I acknowledge you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'd like to read to you a few words from the Kli Yokar. What happens if this superficial you, the irreverent you, the you that lasts a quarter of a second and my mind is elsewhere completely, what happens to that you? What happens to that Shem Hashem? The Kli Yokar in Shmos Perek Chof Pasuk Vav. Ve'ein laharich yoiser b'choymer hashvua u'b'choymer hamaskir shem shomayim levatola. There's no need to be excessive in talking about these serious matters because it's very well known, it's self-evident. Kizei yodua u'mefursam. Then he adds, ve'orech golus ze yochiach. The length of the golus that we are in, and I might remind you that the Kli Yokar was not exactly 10 years ago, but he already writes the length of the golus that we are in. Yochiach ki yaspik avon ze levad liorech golus hachel hazeh. mitzad hahergel hamotzi al lishonenu. You know, everybody speaks about shem shamayim shogur al piv. Rashi says that Esav did not have shem shamayim shogur al piv. Yosef, ki Hashem itoy. How does Potiphar know that Hashem is with him? Shem shamayim shogur al piv, says Rashi. The name of Hashem is in his mouth all the time. You know, the name of Hashem is in our mouths all the time also. Im yitz Hashem, bezus Hashem, baruch Hashem. I passed by once, there was a person in the shower. People sing in the shower. He's singing psukim and mizmorim to his heart's content. In the shower. That's not shem shamayim shogur al piv. That's shem shamayim mischalal al piv. What's the difference? The difference is when it becomes part of your parlance and there's no atah, then it's the opposite of atah. And the Kli Yoka says, Ki shem shamayim shogur befer kol ish mi Yisrael and lo yizdazeya v'lo yifacheid bizechiraso, and he doesn't quiver when he mentions it. You know why? Because it's not atah. It's nothing. It's meaningless. It's empty. And when it's empty, it's zilzul. It's contemptible because it's contemptuous. You cannot bring Hashem and put him in your pocket. When a person goes to daven, v'ani berov chastecha avo beisecha, it's a chesed of Hashem. Eshtachave el heichal kotchecha. What's the next word? Beyir osecha. If there's no mora when you say the Hashem's name, if a person picks up a fruit and he's about to eat it, he has to hold the fruit in his hand, and it really should take much longer to make the bracha than to eat the fruit. That's the truth. And we don't know how to do that because we don't know the atah. So our whole world is bereft of the inscription of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Megillah that is the world does not have our participation in the writing of Shem Hashem. That's the agenda. Just like in the Megillah, we have an obligation to see Hashem. And whenever we hear the Baal Kori, the Baal Kriya say, Vahi b'meach HaShverish, until the Dover Shalom L'chol Zaro, we have to say, not the Grager is important, and not the stamping of the feet is important, and not even the recitation of Pashandos and Dalfanas Posav Harosa B'Mineshima Achas is as important. They're all important. But the most important is to say Hashem. And if we do that with the world, we're in. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is written on every billboard, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is written on every sign, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is written everywhere. And then, for sure, the Kli Yoka will also admit that the Geula Shleima is mamish a moment away. We should be zeiche to bring it through our tefillos, through saying that atah and meaning that atah with the Yira Shamayim that it deserves and inscribing every moment of our lives in that Megillah, which is the world, with the Shem Hashem.